Welcome to Installation 5 of the Actualize OS program with Ken Wilber. The component we're exploring today is called quadrants or dimensions, and we believe that this is one of the most exciting parts of the entire program. With quadrants, we're about to dive into the four primary perspectives of the world that we hold, an examination of which will provide an even deeper and more penetrating overview of life and how we live. The beauty of Ken's work will become particularly apparent with this discussion of quadrants because it charts both individual and cultural or global change, interrelating them in brilliant and illuminating ways. Ken will begin by explaining what these four primary quadrants or dimensions are all about.
One of the sort of strange native reactions that people have as they look around the world is that they're just looking at a world that is given, and they have an awareness, and that awareness is also just sort of given, and this one awareness looks at this one world, and everybody else has, you know, essentially the same kind of awareness, and they're looking at the same kind of world. And what we find as we look at it is that they're really very different types of perspectives or dimensions that individuals have. And this actually changes the way the world looks. And before that starts to sound too academic or complicated, you can look at these in terms of the pronouns that have developed in every major language the world over that encapsulate these different perspectives and dimensions. And these are often referred to as only one example, first, second, and third person. And first person is the person speaking, which is represented with pronouns like I or me or mine. And then there's the person being spoken to, which is you or thou. And then there's the person or thing being spoken about, him, her, they, them, it, or in plural, it's. And so those actually are very, very different ways to look at reality, very different ways to think about it. So if you say, for example, I prefer chocolate shake, that's an I statement. And that's your opinion. And that can't be challenged. That's your taste. That's how you feel. That's fine. But if you say chocolate shakes are better than vanilla shakes, well, now that's a claim. That's an objective truth claim. And now you have to offer proof for it. And of course, there isn't any. But if you don't see the difference between I statements and it statements, subjective statements and objective statements, then you can get into enormous types of conflicts and difficulties. And this happens particularly in relationships. And so one of the first things that relationship counselors teach is the I word. So they'll teach you to don't just make absolute pronouncements. Don't just say you're controlling or you're closed-minded. Just say, I experience you as being closed-minded sometimes. So let's discuss that. Is that me? Is that my own shadow projection? Am I the one that's closed-minded and I'm projecting onto you? Or do you find other people sometimes tell you that you're the same way? And so maybe you do have a few of these characteristics that you haven't looked at. And so you can go into that discussion and decide how much of it is real, a real it statement, a real objective, scientific, true statement, or whether it's referring more to the person making the charge. It's more referring to their I that they're projecting. And that's a very simple example of what people are doing all the time. They do it in politics. They do it in education. They do it in entertainment. They do it in any number of areas where they confuse I statements with it statements. And then in addition to those, which are sort of two of the quadrants, and refer to the individual quadrants, there's the collective quadrants, a we space and a its space. And those also have very, very different ways of looking at them. They have different types of truth, and they have different types of knowledge claims, and there are different types of human disciplines that specialize. So disciplines specializing in a we space are things like history or group dynamics or cultural studies. And these are the ways that human beings have a common background set of values and ethics and norms that allows them to come together in a group and actually have mutual understanding and mutual agreement and recognize themselves as part of a group. And so obviously we couldn't have societies or organizations or anything without some sort of we awareness. And so that's a very crucial dimension as well. And then there are a lot of individuals that just look at the exterior of groups or the exterior of individuals. They look at it in objective scientific terms, and they come up with systems theory. And systems deal with all of the exteriors of individual items and how they all fit together in a functional mesh, in a systems mesh. And if they don't mesh, then the system falls apart. And so this becomes very important for societies as well. They not only have to have mutual understanding and shared ethics and norms and values, they have to have all of their systems, their political, economic, legal, environmental systems fitting together and working and meshing. And what most people don't do is take these four different perspectives, the I space, the it space, the exterior of an individual, the we space, the interior of a collective, and the its space, the exterior of a collective, and realize that all of those give very different perspectives. They have very different kinds of truth. There are very different skills that it takes for you to be able to operate in any one of these different quadrants. And without understanding the skills to operate in these quadrants, then you'll start to fall down in that area. And what often happens is a person will tend to come from just one quadrant. And if you look at human disciplines, many of them think that only one quadrant is real and all the others aren't real. But as a matter of fact, they're all there. They all exist. Every one of these quadrants has hundreds of disciplines in it that have enormous amount of data and evidence and resources. But the problem is most quadrants don't know about the others, or they try to poo-poo them. They try to say, my quadrant is the real quadrant. And you can go around the quadrants and see dozens of different disciplines that think that that quadrant alone is real. So the upper left, which is simply how we refer to these because we usually write them down on paper, and they form boxes. So we refer to the upper left box as the interior of the individual, and the upper right box is the exterior of the individual. The lower left is the interior of the group, and the lower right is the exterior of the group.